Oh, very odd, Jeremiah. I didn't see nobody around.
In case he'd been deserted,
we were going down to try out the river.
Well, they might be primitive, but there's not others.
Yeah, okay to go swimming in the river. We didn't bring no swimming stuff.
Oh, they were on the bed, my life. Civilization's a long way off.
Well, I'm just thinking maybe about Uganda, these friends.
Uganda was gone this morning before I had my peepers open.
Well, it ain't natural for a young thing like that to be a flittering about in the forest all times of day and night. Your papa and your mama are thinking about you. Let's do it.
If I ever had a daughter, I'd be happy if she had half the poise and self-assurance and comprehension that Uganda has.
Well, if she's my daughter, she'd stay home nights. I know that. Hey, this is as pretty a swimming river as I've seen in a long time. You got them bridges. There. Flip off my shoes. Here I go. Oh, man.
How is it, Daddy? It's cold and it's so soft now, but elegant, just the thing. Come on in.
Okay. Here it is. Hey. Hey. This is quite off the place.
Oh. Yeah, no, not too bad. That's the first time. Hey, Jack, I'll wait for you at the other side.
Oh, I want it. Come on.
I'm getting in my clothes without no pal.
No fuss as you were.
That's the thing that roused me. She wasn't fussed at all.
In fact, we're so far away. Matter of fact, for all we know, she may have thought we had on some suit.
Well, kids can be too smart for their own good. I don't know if I'm going to do myself any good at shaving in cold water and without a mirror.
Now, here's a little pocket mirror. I can't do anything about the cold water.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Cold water, cold hard water won't even make a ladder. Shaving soap on my face, I guess. Try it anyway.
Look on it. Man, that pulls.
Hello.
Coming up.
Hello,
Johnny. There she is again. Go away.
What do you say that, Jack?
You don't want.
Yes, come on if you like, Uganda.
Oh, come on. I don't care.
I'll thank you. I'm so sorry if I offended you, Jack.
Well, nice girls don't come around when they don't belong.
Nice? What is nice?
Huh? Well, what do you mean, what is nice?
There is good and there is evil. Good is of the mind. Evil also is of the mind. You mean I am evil?
Oh, no, no. Of course I don't mean you're evil.
What are you talking about anyhow? Jack? Have I also offended you?
No, because I think I feel more clearly who and what you are.
Well, I wish you'd tell me who and what she is. She don't make no more sense to me than a Chinese downstairs. Who are your teachers, Uganda?
One cannot be taught. One must learn
and
one don't believe
them. How old are you anyway, Uganda?
In this life, I'm in my 17th year.
How many lives did you live in?
In the past, at the time, I'm a very young soul, and I've many more lives to live till I'm perfect enough and spirit to sit in the places of the Most High.
Hey, what the heck are you talking about, anyway?
Oh, Doc, when you get that so horrible frown on your face, you make me want to laugh way down inside you. I am sure you are a much younger soul than I am.
Rookie, I ain't no soul at all. I'm a sexy boy, flesh and blood. All this early life stuff don't do nothing but make me feel silly.
Oh, yes, a young soul and a stubborn one. That is what the highway said about me. It's that I have many, many more lives to live until I was cleansed of pride and willfulness and impertinence.
The high ones? Mm-hmm. Are we to see them, these high ones?
Oh, no, not for many lives yet. It is a great wonder to me that you are being allowed as close to the great capital city. And there am I, sir, that you are to be allowed to cross the rainbow bridge, which I do not understand.
The second time you've mentioned it, dear rainbow bridge. Well, what the heck is it? What is it? Oh, Jeremiah. Good breakfast on it?
He wouldn't have what was keeping you. You came back.
Yeah, Jeremiah. You've lived along with Charles Sargent for so long, you're getting a terrible disposition.
Oh, never that girl. It's not that jackass that gives me my disposition. It's spreading over you.
But you never had before.
I've never been too young men in the valley of San Felipe at the double before either.
John, I was just telling you that they're a very young soul.
But it's true, Jeremiah.
Oh, it'd be taking if I don't know someone who's going to have to face it. My anger is like the burning of a dead leaf. One flash of fire, and the heat is all out of me.
Of course I may. Please, Jeremiah,
may
we not go by the foot of the rainbow bridge?
Yolanda.
Please? He said there would be a lot to cross over.
Oh, I'll be up before the judgment seat long before my time if I have to do it too much longer.
Oh, please, Jeremiah.
Who am I to say no?
Thank you. Come this way through the trees.
Shouldn't we know a little what to expect?
All I will tell you is that suddenly you come to a great chasm. It will suddenly appear to you, so do not take an extra step or you will fall down, maybe 2 miles, maybe three.
Oh, man. A 2 or 3 mile chasm will become hole in the ground after all.
Hey. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, they are rising over in a rainbow arch.
You mean we're to cross over that great arch, Sam?
Oh, yes, it's breathtaking. There's nothing else like it.
The back is buried. But that bridge can't be more than 10 feet wide. It rises a quarter or a half a mile in the air. No railing, nothing but space all about you. And it will look like it goes on for
4 miles.
4 miles long and 10 feet wide? That's not a bridge, that's tightrope walking.
Uh-huh. And we're going to do it this afternoon, aren't we, Jeremiah?
Well, you don't need to look at the dark on the police spot.